Welcome back to the Daily Fortnite Listeners, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificant Mikey. And today, I bring you the patch notes for version 4.1, which includes limited time mashup, Infinity Gauntlet. Alrighty, let's get to it. So I'm at the Epic website right now. In the patch notes, they say, "Greetings, wield true power in version 4.1. Starting Tuesday, May 8th, you will be able to become Thanos in the Infinity Gauntlet limited time mashup. Experience Fortnite X Adventures like never before in this limited time event. A limited time mashup Infinity Gauntlet. Wield the gauntlet, become Thanos, claim victory." And then they have a little trailer here for the Infinity Gauntlet limited time mashup mode. And it's just like a little soldier in Fortnite running to the gauntlet, picks it up, and then you see him jump in the air. And they say, "Jump in, play, and experience Fortnite X Adventures." And then we'll talk about Battle Royale here. Again, we're going to skip the Save the World stuff. So let's go to Battle Royale notes. Limited time mashup, Infinity Gauntlet. Take down Thanos, equip the gauntlet, and claim victory. Mashup details: early in the match, a meteor will land in the storm safe zone, delivering the Infinity Gauntlet. Any player who uses the Infinity Gauntlet will transform into Thanos, so you actually will transform into Thanos, and I show this in the little trailer. So that will be cool that you actually get to look like Thanos in the game. Stats are recorded for this LTM and can be found in the solo tab. If Thanos is eliminated, the gauntlet will fall to the ground, free for the taking. If it sits unused for too long, it will disappear until another meteor appears. Okay, so, you know, you can pick up the gauntlet and you can still be killed here, but if somebody else picks up the gauntlet and becomes Thanos, you can kill them as well still, and then the gauntlet will land on the ground and you will be able to, pick up the gauntlet for yourself. If it does sit on the ground too long, guys, it's going to disappear, and then you got to wait. Another meteor will come out of the sky and hit the ground somewhere randomly again. So if you kill that guy with Thanos, you're really going to have to decide, is it best for you in the situation? Can you go pick that gauntlet up right away, or is there a lot of people trying to go pick up that gauntlet, and you want to take out as many as you can before you pick up the gauntlet, or, you know, take them out before they get it for sure. Okay, let's see here. The last player standing will be the victor. And then we get some details for Thanos. Thanos details: ability 1 is a mighty punch that knocks enemies back and destroys structures. Ability 2, Thanos flies towards the ground, hitting an area for knockback and damage. Ability 3, harness the energy of the Power Stone to fire a blast that deals damage over time. Ability 4, a super jump that can vault Thanos over all but the largest obstructions. So we get some really great powerful moves here. Again, a mighty punch. You get a jump where he jumps up and then come down and hits the ground. And can do knockback damage to players. You get the Power Stone that does, you know, fires like a beam, like a big fire blast, doing damage over time. And then the super jump that can, you know, you can jump really high, jump over tall buildings and stuff, you know, go from one side of a tall building to the other, no problem. Now, with this, I guess they thought it would be too powerful if you had that Infinity Gauntlet Stone and there was just some sort of ability to, snap half of everybody out of the game, which probably wouldn't be fun for all the rest of the players who didn't pick up the Infinity Gauntlet, but they still make Thanos super powerful here. Let's see here. They also say Thanos has both shields and health. When he eliminates another player, his shields regenerate. His health never regenerates. Thanos doesn't take fall damage. Thanos does not build, use weapons, or things like launch pads. He has no need for such petty human devices. And then the Storm Plus map. Maximum match length is roughly 15 minutes, so you get in and out of games pretty quickly, even if you last the whole game. The match will start with the storm circle already closing in over the island, and obviously you're going to want to land in the safe zone because the gauntlet is going to land in the safe zone itself. So it's going to be crazy time because so many people are going to be going in that safe zone looking for that gauntlet that I think there's going to be a lot of eliminations really fast, even without that gauntlet, because everybody's going to be landing in that safe zone going for the gauntlet. The storm does more damage than normal, ticking for 5% health during the first circle and 10% for the rest of the game. Loot: only rare, epic, and legendary weapons will be spawned. Increased chances of treasure chests spawning from 50-70% to 80-90%. Increased chances of ammo boxes spawning from 65-80% to 85-95%. Floor loot spawns nearly 100% of the time. Launch pad spawn likelihood greatly increased. Harvesting resources is doubled. Resources found in loot increase from 30 to 60. Chug jug, portafort, boogie bomb, slurp juice, bush, and remote explosives drop rate increased. Regular grenade, shield, and bandage drop rate are lowered. For gameplay, increase the likelihood of the final circle ending near the outer areas of the map by 25%. Improve the variety of the ending scenarios to outside the central region of the map. For me, that's a great thing. Now, this is just the general gameplay for Fortnite overall, and for me, that's a great thing. I'd like to see, you know, those outer edge map areas be utilized more often in the end game. It ends up almost always being somewhere in the middle of the map, but I would like places like Lucky Landing or Flush Factory or, you know, the Wailing Woods or, you know, the Haunted Hills. I would like to see those areas be utilized more often towards the end game just to, you know, get some more variety, as they say here. Bug fixes for the game. They fixed an issue that allowed sprays to camouflage remote explosives, clingers, and damage traps. They fixed a building preview not being rotatable when overlapping an existing building while using a controller. They fixed soccer game effects not playing when scoring a goal. Fixed a couple of issues that caused the player camera to position itself under the water in Loot Lake. Fix the collision on the tire stack so players will bounce when walking into them again. Fixed a hole in Dusty Divot that players could get stuck in. Fixed an area where players were able to hide under the terrain and damage players from below. Fixed an issue that caused turbo building to not work properly if the player was holding down the build button before switching to build mode. Fixed the chest at the prison that would be empty upon opening it. Oh, yeah, that sounds kind of bad. I never ran into that problem, but that wouldn't be fun. And then your user interface. You can now join the party of players that are already in a match. Party members in match will appear holographic in the lobby and will give you time and player count updates. Season 4 topics added to the in-game battle pass. Frequently asked questions. Some more bug fixes here to the user interface. Remove the loading screen that was displayed when transitioning from the starting island to the battle bus. Fix the minimap briefly showing the wrong.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.